Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to our finale of the entire year of Buddhas and Butterflies. So good to have gone through this year of trauma-freed Buddhas and Butterflies with you. It's been such a wild ride, and my own personal process has been deeply, deeply rich during this time frame. And I'm just so thank you all for getting to hang out together in these ways that we do. For today, as you settle on in, we're going to be getting set up for breath work, and I'm also going to be doing body talk at the same time, which I don't do a ton of. So we're going to try amalgamating both. We've done it a little bit here and there. For today, as you get set up, getting comfy cozy, finding a space you can lay on your back and be undisturbed for your session, you're going to begin to hear a little bit of background music come on in. And I'm also going to invite you to open up your jaw just to the point of a mild stretch in a way that lets the back and the front of the jaw equally stretch open to the point where maybe even a toonie or a bottle cap could fit between the teeth. And as you open up the jaw, there might even be just a little bit of like discomfort just on the edge of that. Make sure you're not uncomfortable or painful. Pull back from that if that's the case. Opening up the jaw in a way that lets you stretch a little bit even bigger than you already have been before. Taking the breath to the open mouth. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in. To receive. To drink in life. Every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. If any part of that is pleasant, even neutral, taking time to really savor that. To appreciate it. And to drink it in just a little bit deeper. And while that's all happening, I'm also going to invite you to take a moment to scan either outwardly or inwardly with all of your senses. And letting them land on anything in particular that's pleasant, to the very least neutral. Letting them land on anything in particular that's pleasant to neutral. And once they've landed on that thing, I'm going to invite you to notice what it is you like the most about that thing. What's really pleasant? Or just simply provide some relief here. It might be the shape, the color, the size, the way the light and the shadow just, you know, dance and play with it all. And as you notice all those good things in this way that are present for you, drinking in that beauty and all that comes with it for you, letting yourself again savor and deepen into your receptivity here. Breath by breath, drinking it in 1% more. as you continue to steep in this goodness, I'm going to offer these words. Creator, thank you for the opportunity to gather here with my friends. And we call on you along with all of our compassionate helpers, seen and unseen, to gather here with us. Offering the protection out there so we don't need to hang on to it in here. Offering nourishment to sustain our journey for today. And stewarding this sacred space for it to unfold into the rich beauty of our awareness. May that illuminate in radiant ways and shine through deeply. All that we need to see, all that we need to hear, and all the insights, the richness of our sense of self coming in to support that in good ways. To support the resolution and unfolding of any layers as a part of that process of our intentions for today. Thank you to the earth that holds us, to the sky above reminding us about spaciousness. And thank you to the waters that run through us all, connecting us through this very life force energy, much like the river roars or trickles, all of its movements welcome. And thank you to fire that heats us up from the inside out, helping to purify and release, helping to make space so we may clearly see what is here for us to be taken in with our awareness. And thank you to all the animals who walk and crawl and swim and fly on these lands. And the deepest of thank you to the caretakers of these lands that have known how to steward it well. Their nourishments have shone through in ways that have sustained our very life. And those that came before that have created us. And those of us yet to arrive. Thank you for stewarding this so deeply, richly, in ways that continue to nurture and nourish us all. Om Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. I'm going to open with just a little bit of breathwork reminders, because it may have been a while. As you stretch that jaw to the point of just mild, well, stretch discomfort, somewhere in between there, I'm going to invite you to use the vibrant inhale, surrendered exhale in connection, taking out the pauses at the top and the bottom of the breath, inhaling on through to vibrancy, exhaling, surrendering all that's been there to release, to let go, to make space for that next inhale to vibrantly shine through you. As it happens, vibrant inhale, surrendered exhales without pause, the breath begins to loop together. Each breath connected. And as you deepen the vibrancy of those inhales through the open mouth, you essentially pour a little bit of gas on the flames of the fire, allowing for even more expansion to happen. If that's feeling edgy, too intense, too much for your system, recalling the resource that you found at the beginning that was pleasant and neutral, and or taking the breath to the nose, and or slowing down the breath rates all begin to provide the system with what it needs to be met in the way that it's asking to be met, which is good information to have. If you'd like a little bit more intensity, meaning, you know, things just don't seem to be unfolding, you're not quite feeling information coming through you yet, then I'm going to invite you to increase the rate of the breath. And in this way, we intentionally breathe, not in the way that we're traditionally breathing day to day. We're going to breathe in ways that are meant to bring up material that allow the system to process it. And the brain understands how to do that when the breath is connected, because that's a signal of safety to it. So although we are hyperventilating the system in a particular way that creates a specific pH balance and ionic concentration, it's actually regulating the system to be able to digest the material in your lives that hasn't had a chance to be tended to well yet. So I invite you to deepen into that breath as much or as little as you feel called to today, taking good care of yourselves during this process. Deepening the practice of the breath just a little bit more, 1% more if you've got space for it. And as you breathe, we're actually going to work with the eighth house in Bodhitoff, which works with the house of death, rebirth, regeneration, helping to reestablish healthy relationships in good ways. Another side of that all. And to a degree, it also takes a certain amount of healthy relationships to be able to do this process of death, rebirth, regeneration. Now, as we work with the eighth house, know that it's also the house of the kidney and the kidney meridian. And here we're working with the underlying fear that is sustained within the submit or the collapse response. And we're primarily looking at the area between jaws and heart and everything in between that pathway through the front body. For, I'm going to call it the back body, but your ears are on the sides of your head. But they're actually connected to your kidneys and your nervous system, which is more of a back body thing. So we're also working with the pathway from the ears all the way down to the back of the heart. Okay. And as that happens, we're also tending to all the various muscles in the neck. And we're working with all the energies that have been bottlenecked, all the things that you have had unfinished business with. So I invite you, if it's available, to breathe right into those spaces between mouth and heart, ears and back of heart, all the muscles of the neck, and just notice what's here and alive and true for you in this moment. And as we tend to all of the energies that are here within this neck, all the unfinished business that hasn't had a chance to be vocalized in ways that have landed, that you can honor, that are authentic, that are true for you, I wonder what it might be like to just simply take your hands very gently to your neck, wherever feels right, the sides, the back, the front. And we're particularly working with the muscles on the left of the neck, which are the feminine muscles, the yin. And we're going into the maternal lines. We're going back 18 generations. Of having a collapsed voice, of having a collapsed sense of being able to wildly express yourself, around having collapsed energies in a way that have felt like they needed to be continued, to be propagated through inhibition upon inhibition upon inhibition, shutdown upon shutdown upon shutdown. on all that collapsed energy. All that collapsed energy is here to be tended to be felt, to be seen, to be listened to be welcome, to be welcome. So even though there might be pain here, odds are there's a lot. I'm going to invite you to turn towards it, to turn towards it and simply being with it. If it helps, again, bringing in that resource that you found earlier to support this endeavor. Breathing deeply into these neck muscles. We're going to simultaneously balance all the spleen and stomach muscles, as the earth element is what governs all things neck. And this might sound kind of funny at first glance, but I'm going to invite you and all the 18 generations of women that have preceded you through your maternal line, and all of their unresolved pain, all of their burdens, all of the unexpressed energies that are here, not to have to fight their way through to the surface to find resolution, but rather to clear the old stagnant energy so we can actually find the exquisiteness of your expression here again. So all these unresolved energies, I'm going to invite them to enter into the earth, to enter into the earth, to rest in peace, to offer themselves as a release, a surrender, a living death, a living death. And as much as we do this now, we're also going to continue this process for the next, interesting, 4 weeks, with a sutra that continues to work to support the release, the surrender, the allowing, and the unfolding or the uncovering of your voice that's underneath all of that. The Sidri starts with C, circulation of all the healing resources, blood that carries our passion, nerve, our communication, lymph that drains our toxins, our gunk, our waste, our low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with Chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness. Right down into all the little guys, the electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. Working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor. Endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, lower anxiety, lower depression, help the nervous system and the immune system alike to heal. Also working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, those endorphins, those hormones, and the endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, anxiety, etc., helping us to heal. That part is going to continue to run not just for the neck, but also for the whole face, so that you can literally face forward with your new expression. We're also circulating through the neck here the balance of yin, the essence of the feminine, that which nourishes, and the yang, the essence of protection, that which is masculine. And then running hydration here, helping the cells take in water, take in joy, and release any impurities. We're going to do that again for the face as well, to again support the system in facing forward. And then we're going to run a defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, taking out the clutter that doesn't need to be here. What remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. Then all the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, and reprioritization, getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking, opening up to possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. And then integration, introspection, shift the underlying consciousness. Think of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. The surrender, the letting go. This is no longer your burden to carry. This is not your burden to carry. this is not your burden to carry, releasing it to the earth. And with it goes the sense of impending doom. And here we're bringing in again, once again, the stomach and the spleen meridians, as again they help the support of expression all the way through the neck, and allowing what's no longer necessary to be bottlenecked to also support that to rest in peace and to find the sweetness of what it is to actually be fully at rest. A reminder to breathe, to deepen into that breath. If it feels right to you, I invite you just put a little bit of pressure on the back of your skull, the back of your skull to the surface on the ground beneath you, or whatever happens to be underneath your head in this moment. And if anyone's sitting up or has a chair behind them, then pushing the skull back into that. Or if for some reason you're in some position where that's just not possible, taking your hands to the back of your skull and pushing back, not with your neck, which is really easy to do, but with the back of the skull itself in a way that supports the back muscles in the neck in somatically reinvigorating, coming alive, and coming back online. And that might even begin, for those of you who are somatically oriented and sensitive, to travel all the way down through the length of the spine, all the way to the sacrum itself. And here we're working with the permissions. I accept. I accept. I accept this body-mind that I've inherited from all of those that came before me. I accept its wiring. Yeah. And if that feels relatively easy, then I'm going to add in, I find the beauty. I find the beauty in how it is I'm wired. I find the beauty in how it is I'm wired. I find the beauty in how it is I am wired. How are you inside of you? Not necessarily talking about your feelings and your emotional states. Those come and go like weather. The deeper expressions of you, the deeper framework, the structure upon which you are built. That was passed down generation by generation by generation until it became you. And as you're drinking the essence of you, locating beauty here, wherever it can be found. Breathing right into that. And notice what can come alive here. What can come alive here. For as you honor your authentic wiring, there's no need to manage or organize or protect or govern or collapse around anything else. So So in this arena where you have your attention, see if you can connect to that in some way, shape, or form. And as we do that, I'm going to simultaneously release the fear of judgment, the fear of judgment. And the seat of judgment, as it's often referred to, lives on your seats in the back of your sacrum. And as this area clears, it releases the vitality that is naturally wired in every single human at the tailbone, your life force energy that remains to a certain extent coiled here, begins to evaluate whatever might be in theory in its way through the spine, what it's sort of blocking it, what's hanging on here. As it highlights what it's noticing, there's a little bit of blockage coming off on the left side of the body. During menopause, rights and left get a little bit confusing sometimes, somehow. Right at the level of the spleen. And if this blockage could talk, it would say something to the effect of, I'm so unique, I don't know that I'm acceptable. I'm so unique. And the thing is, the spleen orients towards all things subconscious, orients to all things that are too painful, too hurtful to have been actively processed yet, that have been stored here for yourself or those that have come before you. And it's hanging on to a sense of shame that's enveloping all of that. So we're actually going to, it's almost like a balloon where the, you know, you like tie a balloon, it's got that little knot at the top. That knot is hanging onto the spine. And we're going to just begin to like trace the perimeter of the balloon through the back body, then the side, then coming around to the front. As we trace it through the back body, it would say something to the effect of, don't look at this. It's too ugly to be seen. Meaning, that might be referring to like physical beauty, but it's more likely referring to the judgment around how it is you seem to be in your behavior and your expressions of your wiring. And it comes around to the side body, releasing the energies around, I am not welcome here. And not quite to the front, but just almost at like the angle where the side meets the front, releasing the consistent pattern of self-rejection by tossing anything you don't like about yourself into the subconscious. We're going to run another CG on just that alone. That's going to run for the next 6 days. And then it comes around the front body. Working with low self-esteem, particularly in the form of, I am not important here, or I'm unimportant. And the very knot of the balloon itself, right at the level of the spine, has the word ignore, and it's actually being used in two ways. One, ignore me, don't look at me, don't see me, I'm invisible, look away. And two, ignorance. As long as I'm ignorant in my own self, meaning I'm not reflecting or contemplating or orienting to what might be happening for myself at a deeper level, then I'll somehow be protected out of ignorance is bliss type of mentalities. Or burying our head in the sand, the ostrich moment. Not that any of us here have ever done that. And as we work with this balloon, becomes actually ready to be released. And as that wiggles up and away, wiggles its way on out, and actually as all balloons carry air, begins to naturally rise. And in essence, all the energies that you tended to earlier get to release, carrying body temperatured warmth of air, which is warmer than that of the air itself out here in the external environment. So it begins naturally to rise, and it's so cool. I actually see it rising all the way to the ear on the left side, and helping you to literally hear with greater awareness, with greater accuracy, what's actually here inside of you. And then we're connecting this left ear to the right kidney, and the right ear to the left kidney to balance it out. And we're working with the permissions here that it's safe to hear your own fears and hold your ground. It's safe to listen and hear your own fears in a way that you can still hold your own, meaning you're not getting, booted out or disassociated in some way. You're not getting booted out or disassociated or shut down. You're not collapsing in any way. Oh, hey, really cool. And it's releasing the very pattern of collapsing in on your own self based on your own mentalities and your own judgments around you. It's become this, if I could describe the shape of that pattern, it's got an implosion to it. It's got an implosion to it. On the other side of working through this pattern, we're going to release it right through the navel. There's actually a blooming or a creation, an emergence, a coming alive into your own nature in a way that might even begin to, if your system is ready for it, transcends your own wiring. Because when we fully accept, there becomes the capacity to then transcend. Not all at once, but bit by bit, layer by layer. And thank goodness for that. Thank goodness healing is not a one-shot deal. So I invite you to breathe right into this navel. And as that happens, knowing that again, all things, ears and kidneys and opposite sides, are continuing to release, unfurl, unfold, uncover. And surrendering all that's here in these ways as well. Breathing here. Vibrant inhales. Surrendered exhales. What is it to bloom? What is it to bloom in the way that only you can bloom? That only others can guide but cannot do for you. And then from the bladder meridian and the back of the skull, as well as the back of the buttocks, releasing the expectation of being punished for being yourself. Releasing the expectation of being punished for being yourself, the expectation of being attacked, criticized, abused, treated unkindly, are all wrapped up to this within this all. And then through the back of the skull, the back of the buttocks, and the back of the shoulders, releasing the habitual restraint that may be here, the way that you may have, not necessarily consciously, but instinctually chosen to shut down or collapse out of that fear of protection, that fear of being attacked or criticized or punished in some way, shape, or form. Has released that all the way through here. We're also unhooking the belief system. I am a danger to myself. All the identities that go with, I am a danger to myself, get to also surrender, including, I am a monster, I am wrong, I am bad, and I am evil. Along with, I am poisonous. And with that, unhooking the belief system, my power is dangerous. My power is dangerous. Which has kept you a little bit apart from the actual wiring of you and your nervous system. As we reconnect you to reclaiming your power, your essence, and its expression becomes welcome again. I invite you to greet it by means of breathing into it. The same time as all of that, releasing the desire for control along with the need to control, releasing that all the way through the jaws, the muscles around the jaw, including that TMJ joints and all the various muscles that are here, and releasing the master muscle in particular that stores all of our genetic blueprints. Releasing adhesions through the master muscles. And what if What if you could imagine no longer being beholden to your family and their expressions, but in a way that you got to take up space as you, without fear of repercussion? In fact, perhaps even imagining that it got to be welcomed. Running the permissions here. I stand in honor. I stand with honor. And I stand of honor to myself. And then, at the same time as that, I invite you to notice that your environment in this particular moment, unless you're sick or actively being attacked in some way, is actually safe. It's actually safe. And just notice if you can find that in just this moment, in ways that allow you to potentially step out of the story that you're used to carrying. And notice that in just this particular moment, just in this moment, just this moment, just right now, if we don't dip into story or history, then there's actually nothing right or wrong. There's just an isness. There's just an isness. And then notice right now, in this particular moment, that's also true. If you can set aside history and story just for this moment, notice there's actually nothing right or wrong. And then, if it's possible, do it one more time, just in this moment, just in this moment. Just right now, this like 1 second, there's actually nothing wrong and I'm safe. And if it's possible, try stringing a couple of those together, just two. Maybe three if it's possible, and if not, go back to two or one. Just notice, however the number is relevant, this is an orientation of your brain to begin to notice safety, to see if you can locate it in each particular moment that you're stringing together. Maybe there's two or more. And if that somehow gets a little slippery, coming back to just the one, to retrain your brain. And I'm going to invite you to imagine that we can literally like sweep all that old energy away that got to be freed up by just having one moment to not tend to history or story. there's actually a significant energetic release that happens. And as we sweep that away, we're linking it through the system down into the earth. It's like a full body diaphragm to intestines, and its equivalency is my best way to explain that. And diaphragm to intestines help us to release, let go of all the emotional holdings and all that's being processed and any layers of control involved within that all to be released, to let go of. And I invite you to breathe once again with this process and into this spaciousness. We're linking this all. It's house 12, house of endings, releasing, surrendering, allowing, making space, house of the liver, house of the soul. And we're linking that house 1, the first house, the house of the lungs, personality, physical body, the house of you, the beginning of you. The beginning of this new life of yours. And I invite you by means of breathing to welcome that and to reclaim you in all of its expressions and all of its forms for the full range of humanness. The full range of humanness is so very welcome here, my loves. Greeting that. Receiving that. And the sweetest thing is that we get to do it together. That we get to do it together. In connection. In connection with you. In connection with all of you. And what a beautiful thing that is. I know of nothing more beautiful than that. I know of nothing more beautiful, more powerful, more anything than that. Brings tears to my eyes. In the best of ways. Tears of deep, deep gratitude. Deep, deep gratitude for what it means to be alive in these ways. And gratitude to the miracle that this life, that life is. Not the story, not what you've made up about it, but what's underneath that. And quite frankly, even the story, the necessity of it too, carries its own miraculous beauty in its own ways. For it's been here as a guide. Did you know? Did you know? You've been guiding yourself. You've been guiding yourself every step of the way. Through pain, through hurts, through joy. Through the full range of humanness and allowing it to be here, turning towards it, or defending it against it in ways that let you see even that more clearly. true. You've been your own guide every step of the way in this thing called life. A few teachers, a few voices may have supported that along the way. Yay. What a blessing. And in the end, my loves, it's always been you. It's always been you. So resting in that, and if you haven't already, dropping the practice of the breath as we tap this all out. Resting in the beauty of you. Creator and all of our compassionate helpers, both seen and unseen. Thank you. With deepest of gratitude, thank you for the opportunity to be here in these ways. We ask that today's work live on in good ways, that this year's work live on in good ways. For everybody here and everybody that's listening to the recording, for everybody and their families, their ancestors, their lineages. To all that they serve and touch in this world, to their communities. We ask that this ripple out and continue to be of service. All these awarenesses and insights and all that's been illuminated and understood continue to be tended to and stewarded well. And the seeds that are planted here one day sprout when the conditions are right. And the gratitude of all that's to unfold, let that be known here as well. Thank you to the earth, the sky, the fire and the waters alike. Thank you. Oh, Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. There she is again. Honoring your own timing, and when you're ready, rolling to one side or the other, and taking a minute to rest here on one side or the other. Mm-hmm. the deepest of thank yous for this year. May there be more. May our paths cross and however they do next. You need to do nothing for those of you continuing on in the next year of Buddhas and Butterflies. The system is programmed to keep you at the same rate, so that even when the price goes up for this coming year, you actually retain your pricing as is. For those of you that were in on the ground floor, that's significant savings. And for those of you that signed up last year, know that it too is actually going up next year, or this shortly, in a couple weeks. And that next year brings an exploration, as per your votes, into the five koshas, the five bodies: spirit, soul, mental, emotional, physical. We'll continue to deepen into the practices around birth and death, and unfolding that in rich ways, somatically, with energy work, and with a little bit of breath work from time to time as well. That's what we're up to in the coming year. Typically we work with transform emotions into energy, and we are doing that again. However, it's going to be, I'm going to use, because there's this couple of episodes from certain years I just really, really love, and I don't know that I can ever outbest them. I've tried, and I'm going to slide them in. I'm going to take the best of the best, so to speak, and offer it as a pre-recorded series, but I'm going to be doing two lives on that. So I'll send you some information about that coming soon, and I'll do a live to kick everything off, and then I'll do a live at the end of everything, and I'll get you some dates coming, probably in the next 48 hours, if not sooner. You'll have that information in your hot little hands. And I'm asking, if you are open to it, to share with anyone that you know of that might be interested, so we can keep the sufficient numbers and the energy in the group potent for us all to benefit from. And you're very welcome, y'all. Thank you for all, oh my goodness, I don't think I've ever seen so many heart emojis. Mwah, 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 right back at you, from my heart to yours. The deepest of love to you all, and to your great big hearts indeed, to your great big open hearts indeed, right back at you. So I'm going to sign off for now on the recording, but if anyone is available to hang out afterwards to share a little bit about their breath, you are welcome to do so. Mwah. Have yourselves a beautiful rest of your day, your week ahead. What a beautiful year indeed. Right back at you. Okay.